Hey there, and welcome to Moving by God's Grace, the podcast. I'm your host, Ndambe. Another week, another episode. First of all, last week was something else. I recorded an episode with my dear laptop, and then it just never saved. And then I tried to refresh, and I lost the episode. So that is why last week we only had one episode. And unfortunately, from there, I wasn't really in a space to record another podcast episode. So, I let it be. One thing about me is I will let things be. And so, today we are back again. We are re-recording this episode that last week did what it did. Before we even get into it, I would like to thank our official sponsors. And that is the Namibia Media Trust and the Deutsche Welle Academy through the NXT Journalism Hub for sponsoring this video, this podcast. I'm so sorry. And before we get anywhere, let's do what we need to do first. Let's just bow our heads. Please, if you are driving, don't bow your head. It's not advisable. But let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for this week. We thank you for this morning. We thank you, Father, for your mercy. We thank you, God, Father, for your love. We thank you, Lord, that you are God who is not limited by distance. We thank you, Father, that we can be in million places. And right there, where we are, your spirit is there with us. Lord, we thank you for Holy Spirit, our advocate, our helper, our friend in time of need. Holy Spirit, this morning I'm asking, may you calm each and every one of us. I thank you, Father, that may you prepare the places of our hearts so that that which you are going to release through this podcast this morning is received with meekness and humility and openness. Jesus, I ask that this week we glorify you in our works, in our words, in everything that we do. Father, we do it unto your glory and not the glory of men. Holy Spirit, we ask that Heavenly Father, the words that you have for us this morning or this afternoon, whatever time it is that we get to listen to this episode, Father, let it be a word from you. Therefore, this morning I'm asking, Father, it's not my intellect, it's not my mind, it's not my power, but let your spirit be what moves within us and around us and with us. And Father, I pray that it's not just a word for the listeners, but Father, it's a word for me as well. I pray, Father, that as I speak, I receive as well. I pray, Jesus, it's a word that will make our cups run over. Father, it's a word that will exhort. It's a word that will confront. It's a word that will mature us. It's a word that will challenge us as believers. And it's a word that will make us grow and be better people for you and for the workmanship of your kingdom. I ask you, Father, that nobody catches offense, Father, but it's a word that is convicting so that it leads to us repenting of our ways and turning to you. I ask you, Jesus, that you come and move mightily with this word. Father, that this is a word that has been packaged right from heaven. And it does whatever it is that you want it to do. Father, we pray that we are open, that our hearts are receptive to what you are coming to do this day. And in this moment, in the mighty name of Jesus, I have prayed. Amen. And amen. Please, you will have to excuse my voice. I'm getting a little bit of a flu. And for some reason, I've been feeling quite funny. I'm not going to lie. But that's not really a problem. So, our title for today is Scripture, God's Revelation for Our Redemption. In other words, Scripture that is written not about you, but for you and about Jesus. So, that is basically our topic. And why I actually want to talk about this is because I think about 2 years ago, not I think, about 2.5 years ago, I came across a TikTok video. And what happened in this TikTok video was that there was a company and there was a lady who was posting a Bible that she recently just got. And in that Bible, she replaced the word you with her name. Understandably so that where it says the Lord bless you, it will say the Lord bless Ndambe, and it will say I'm speaking to you, I'm speaking to Ndambe. So basically, she found a company that is able to do that, And I went through the comments and people were going off at her. How dare you do that? How dare you replace yourself? And there are times where I think the Bible said Jesus spoke and she will say Ndambe spoke. Not all of them though, if I'm not, I believe that was it. But in essence, wherever it says you, she put her name. And I know what you're saying. You're saying, yeah, it's written, the Bible is written to her, so it's within her right as a believer. Or maybe, I don't know how you're thinking. Let me not assume that's how you're thinking. But essentially, people went off at her for putting her name in the Word of God. And some comments were not the kindest, to be honest. And I remember she posted a video after that and she indicated that I apologize and I didn't know it wasn't necessarily right for me to alter the Bible. I just wanted the Bible to sound like it's speaking to me and it's addressing me. Hence why I put my name there. And I would understand where people's frustration was coming from, even though some comments were really unkind. But particularly because I think sometimes as believers, we also sometimes lack the wisdom, not lack the wisdom, but are not led by wisdom. And it's not that we lack it, we are not just led by it all the time. And sometimes we are really unkind in teaching other people the ways in which things are supposed to be done. And I think at one point she said, I was just trying to, you know, have scripture that talks to me. And I do understand her perspective and where she's coming from. But also, I don't agree with the idea and everything. But I watched the comment and yeah, she said, I don't know. And she obviously put away the Bible and she said, I'm not going to use it. I didn't know about all of this and all that. Now, how does that relate to our topic right now? She might not be the only one. She might be the only one because she did that to the Bible. That she put herself and her name into the Bible. And yeah, it's not right. We do understand that. And thank God for people that were compassionate and corrected her. But what I've also seen becoming prevalent is that believers have started reading themselves into scripture. Where we have started making scripture about us. And in understanding the purpose as well as the significance of scripture, it's very important that we recognize that while it's not about us, it's not about us. Scripture is not about us at all. It's undeniably for us. There is a difference when something is about you, because when it's about you, it talks about you and you become the center of it. But it's written when it's for you. It's something that comes from wherever it comes from, pre-packaged and then delivered to you, and you make use of it. And scripture is like that, freshly breathed from the mouth of God, carrying life, written for us, not about us. It's for our instruction, it's for our revelation, it's for our guidance, it's for our transformation. It's pointing to God's glory. It's never about us. And it's written for our instruction, as I said. And I want us to look at that topic today. What does it mean? Why do we say scripture is not about us? I think what has become prevalent is that when you start reading ourselves into scripture, we make it about us and we miss the main point, which is learning about who God is through his word. And I'm not saying scripture doesn't speak about who you are. Please don't hear what I am not saying. What I'm saying is this. When you make yourself scripture about you, you make yourself the sender of scripture, which you are not. You are God's created masterpiece, and his word is about him and who he is and his character and his nature. And from the book of Genesis to Revelation, we get to know who fully in the fullness of it all who God is. We don't get to learn about who Ndambe is. And in understanding who God is, once we get that mirror in front of us, it reflects and tells us who we are. But we can't learn about who we are then we learn about who God is. We ought to self to first know who God is before we get to know ourselves. And sometimes I know you want scripture to massage your ego. You want scripture to bless you. You want scripture to do all of this. But sometimes I think, what about we learn about who God is? Then maybe we won't struggle about looking, finding it so hard to move in life because we know who is in control. Because sometimes the reason why we struggle to navigate life, the reason why things are so hard for us, is because we know about ourselves more than we know about who is in control of everything. We know more about what God says about my blessing and my life and the plans He has for my life, rather than knowing Him as the planner. Rather than knowing Him as the protector, rather than knowing Him as the God who saves, rather than knowing Him as the God who forgives and redeems and liberates and frees people, I know more of the gifts that come from Him than the gifter himself. And that is where we are getting it wrong, because we know what is at the receiving end of the person himself. God is not a person, but get what I'm trying to say here. Please catch my heart. You know more of the one who, the things that he gives, as opposed to the one who gives the things. Why? Because every time you pick up the Bible, you're not willing to learn about who he is. You are willing to learn about who he says you are. And the focus is on you. And I'm not saying the Bible doesn't speak about who you are. What I'm trying to say is that you challenge yourself, and I challenge you right now, to make scripture about God. And instead of making a position of yourself out of the Word of God, make a position out of the Word of God about who is really about the Word of God, and that's a position of God. And maybe if you understand the position of who God is, you will understanding He is God in charge of everything. And maybe it wouldn't be hard for you to understand that you are loved, because you then have a revelation and an understanding that God is love. Maybe you wouldn't have a difficult part about understanding you have been gifted with a free gift of righteousness if you learn about God as the gifter of righteousness. Maybe it wouldn't be so hard for you to pursue holiness, because you will understand that holiness is God, and in his nature he is holy and he's also a judge. Maybe if you understand the true character of God through himself, through his word, then you wouldn't struggle with keeping simple commandments that he's asking from you as his child. Then maybe it wouldn't feel like a job to be a believer, because you know who you are serving. Some of us know who apparently we are, quote unquote, as opposed to who has created us. And as a result, when we read the word, it's no longer about God. It's about what can I get for myself out of this word, and never what can I learn about my maker from this word. And I want to challenge you as a fellow believer. Maybe it's time that when you read a text, you focus on who the text is all about. And that's God. The text is about God, but it was indeed written for you. Scripture is God's revelation. It's inspired. It's the holy inspired word of God, freshly breathed from his mouth. It reveals his character. It reveals his will. And it reveals his redemptive plan for humanity. That doesn't really reveal you. You are revealed as a result of the revelation about who God is that you get from your word. You don't go to the word and automatically it speaks about you. No, sweetie. The word speaks about God. And until you understand the true nature of who God is from his word, you will keep thinking it's all about you. And every time you sing that song, and that's a joke, sigh. It's all about you. It will be all about you as a person, as opposed to all about being all about God. What we see from Genesis to Revelation is that the Bible unfolds the story of God's love, God's mercy, and God's grace towards his creation. All of those three that I've just mentioned are characters of God that we get to learn from the Bible. God's holy, God's judge, God's love, God's mercy, God's kindness, God's happiness, God's... All of that you get to understand from the story in Genesis to Revelation when you read about his word. Every word, every narrative, every commandment points back you the majesty and the sovereignty of God, not to you. Scripture doesn't point back to you. It points back to the one who's written about it. And that's God. His mercy is shown in Scripture. And therefore, God is mercy. His forgiveness is shown in Scripture. Therefore, God is forgiveness. His goodness is shown in Scripture. Therefore, God is good. His forgiveness is shown in Scripture. Therefore, God is forgiveness. His redemption of our sins and our lives is shown in Scripture. Therefore, God is a redeemer. His freedom is shown in His word. Therefore, God is freedom. His liberation of us is shown in His word. Therefore, God is a liberator. And that's something that we get through His word when we go seeking to find out who God is. Most of us are not seeking to find who God is. We just want to find ourselves through the word. And I'm not saying it's wrong for you. But it's definitely wrong when that's what you are seeking for. It's you. It's not always about you. Scripture is about God written for you. Know your position and know the position of God and maintain your position as a creation and maintain the position of a creator. Scripture is for our instruction, as I have said. Obviously, it encompasses various genres. It has historical accounts. We found a little bit of poetry in there. We also find prophecy as well as epistles. Its overarching purpose remains constant, which is to instruct and to edify believers in their faith. Obviously, through the instruction and the edification, that's where we find direct instructions for us and words of encouragement and motivation and exhortation for us and words of prophecy over our lives. But even at that, it still shows the nature of God. When we get instructions from God, God is an instructor. When we get edification from His word, God is an edifier of our faith. The Bible also provides timeless principles and truths that guide our beliefs, our attitudes, and our behaviors. That's if we apply it knowing who is speaking. Our inability, of course, to accept and acknowledge who is speaking contributes so much to how much we honor and respect and revere the Word of God. And through the teachings of the Bible, we learn about God's nature, His expectations for us as His people, as well as the path to eternal life. But oh well, we wouldn't know if we just make it about us, because then God will never be able to take His position, because we keep taking His position when we become the center of everything. Scripture gives us guidance to life. If we look at Psalms 119 verse 105, Scripture is a lamp to our feet and light to our path. What it does is that it offers wisdom and direction for navigating the complexities of this life. And I know sometimes when we go through the complexities of life, we just want to hear something that speaks to us about God. But here is my thing, and I'm going to share this with you. The moment I started acknowledging and finding out who God is, it changed the ball game. Because now I don't depend on myself to try and navigate through the complexities of life. I call upon the authority in His character. God, You are good. God, You are holy. God, You are the provider. God, You are the peacemaker. God, You are a redeemer. God, You are a forgiver. God, You are truth. And when I call upon the name of God, I don't magnify myself. I magnify the one who has created me. And ultimately, He immediately gets in control of my situations. Because I'm calling upon His name and not upon my name. Whose name are you calling upon when you read the word of God? Is it yours or God's name? And I'm not saying when you say I'm the righteousness of God, it's wrong. But all if you are saying in your prayer is I'm the righteousness of God, darling, my brother, my sister, who is God in that equation? Maybe it's time, and I want to challenge you even for the next 7 days. Magnify the name of God instead of magnifying and making focus on yourself. Try it once, try it twice, try it three times, try it seven times, and find out what that will do to your faith and how much of your perspective it will change. When facing, whether now we are facing our trials or making decisions that are very important in our lives or seeking comfort, the Bible provides answers and assurance that transcend human understanding. That's why you gotta be in your word, because when you understand that God in his character in a particular text is bigger than the problem you've been facing, then you know who is in control. And when you know who is in control, you are less worried about what is going to happen, because it's not within your control. Because it's one thing to say I'm an overcomer. It's one thing to say God is a restorer. God is a healer. It's one thing to say by his stripes I am healed, which is equally true, because you will be healed by his stripes. It's also another thing to say God is a healer, and through his healing I'm gonna be healed. Because not only is he a healer, but by his stripes I'm healed. And when Jesus was on the cross, all iniquity, all sickness was put on the cross with him. And so in God there is healing, because he's in his nature, he is a healer. And that's why I'm saying, no, the Bible didn't lie when it speaks to you about what will be done to you and what instructions are for you and everything. But what I'm trying to tell you is that acknowledge the position of God, especially from the word. Stop making it about yourself. It's not. Stop making it about you are the sender of attention, because once you take the sender, God isn't the sender. I hate to break it to you, but that's the reality of it. It has timeless truths that offer solace, they offer strength and hope in every season of our lives. It also has transformational power. Because beyond mere instructions, scriptures actually possess transformational power. And when we engage with the word of God with open hearts and open mind, please underline that, open hearts and open minds. The Holy Spirit works within us, renewing our minds, convicting our hearts, and conforming us to the image of Christ. Therefore, where it comes from, I am coming as I am to God, and I'm now who God has called me to be, because I have had an encounter with the Lord, and I have been very free and open to that encounter in my heart and in my mind. And through the study and meditation of scripture, we become sanctified and are empowered to live lives that reflect the character of God. We wouldn't know the character of God unless we find out what the character of God is in the word. And again, I want to challenge you for the 7 weeks. Every text that you read, instead of asking, what is God speaking to me about me? Please just maybe put it on the side and just ask, what character of God am I getting from this text? You will be mind blown when you find out who God is through the text. Every text that you read, ask yourself what character of God is being exemplified or is being revealed. God, reveal to me your character. In your prayer, ask God to reveal to you, God, as I read your word this morning, reveal to me what your character is. God, I want to get to know you more. I want to get to know your character. So God, reveal to me what your character is. Scripture points to the glory of God and not to our glory. It's not about us. It's about God. And its primary purpose is really to reveal the glory and the majesty of God. And by doing that, it invites us into a deeper relationship with God. And as we encounter God through scripture, through his own word, our hearts are drawn to worship, to reverence, as well as adoration. Our hearts won't be drawn there, because it will be drawn to ourselves, because it's all ourselves that we see in scripture. The moment we don't see God, all this adoration, this reverence and worship tends toward us, because all we know is us and not really God. And I don't want you to say, no, but I hear about who God is through other people. No. I want you to know who God is. That when you say, no, God is a savior, you are saying, yes. At the Red Sea, God saved the Israelites from Pharaoh's soldiers and told you, Pharaoh's men. He saved his people. And so in the nature of God is that he is indeed a savior. And so when you speak about God in that way, because you understand his character and his position through the word, the worship you have, the reverence you have, and the adoration you have goes towards God. And please don't hear what I am not saying. Scripture magnifies the greatness of God, and it invites us to respond with humility, with gratitude and surrender. Why? Because when we read scriptures about God, we understand that we have a subordinate position to God. We understand that we hold a role of submission, and we submit to the word and to who God is, and not the other way around. Scripture doesn't even submit to us. We submit to scripture. But when we make it about us, we make a God out of ourselves. Some of us in our prayers, we have never acknowledged God. God, you say, I am. God, you say, I am. God, you say, oh yeah, he says you are, but what does the word say he is? And who do you say he is? It's reminding me of the chapter in Matthew 16, 17, I believe, where Jesus asked his disciples, who do you say I am? And I want to pose that question to you as we end off this podcast. Who do you say God is? Yes, you have read Matthew chapter 1. Who does Matthew chapter 1 say God is? Who does Matthew chapter 1 say Jesus is? Who does Genesis chapter 1 say God is? Did he only create you? Did he only bestow authority and dominion upon you in Genesis 1:26? Or is he the authority giver and the dominion establisher and the creator from Genesis? Which one is it? And he is both indeed. But there is one which is superior, and it's his character. And that is something I hope you catch my heart in this. And I hope you don't get to twist my words and not get what I am getting. And if I offended you, I am not sorry, baby. There is something that you need to focus on. Maybe you need to focus more on God as opposed to your little babbling about yourself. Maybe it's time, yes, you understand all the promises and the blessings and the prophetic declaration from the word of God upon your life. But maybe it's time you learn about who God is. Maybe it is time. And maybe the time is now, and it needed you listening to this podcast to start doing it. I want you to, you can even start from Proverbs and find out who is God. Yes, he says, wisdom must become my friend, but who is God? He gives wisdom. He's the one that gives wisdom. That's who God is. And I'm not angry at you. Please forgive me if you think I'm angry. I'm dispassionate about it, because there are times where you ask someone who is God from the text and the person can't tell you who God is, but they can tell you what God says about them. But they can't deduce the character of who God is. And my hope and my prayer and the desire of my heart is you get to know who God is through all the facets of his character, as they are revealed in his word from the book of Genesis to Revelation. And hopefully, this becomes a starting point for you to start doing that. I love you. I genuinely do. I love you so much, and I would like you to know your Father from beginning to end because of the love I have for you. And I know he loves you too. He's your Father after all. I can't even love you more than he does. And I want you to know your Father, because I'm telling you, as a fellow saint, as a fellow believer, it changed my whole life. It changed my whole life, because I will tell you one thing. When things hit rock bottom in my life, and when they still do, I cling on knowing the character of God. Because I'm going to be very bare and very honest. There were times when it was hard for me to believe the promises. Because it didn't look like it was going to be what God has promised. And when I found it in those moments where it was hard. And it's not that I didn't believe. It was just hard. I had to force myself to believe. The one thing I clinged on was on who God is. Because I knew God was consistent in his ways and in his nature. And it's not that I'm saying God is inconsistent in his promises. But his promises were for my life. And because of circumstances, the enemy would toy with me. And I would have to constantly get back to myself to believe that word again. But you know what wasn't hard to get back to knowing who God is. And believing in that character. Because that character about God is all I know. And there was no way around it because that was the character I got from his word. And I want you to know the true facets of the character of God. Some of us, yes, we believe in God, but we don't believe that God will come through for us. We don't believe that God is our savior. We believe we have been saved. We don't believe he's a savior. We believe we have been loved. We don't believe God is love. And so it's hard for us to live with the revelation of us being loved because we don't know that he is indeed love. He is indeed forgiveness. He is indeed holiness and purity. We believe we can be pure. We can be. But we don't believe God is pure. And as a result, when we encounter him, because we are his image bearers, that edification that happens in us, the transformation brings out the character of God. And sometimes the reason why we don't believe that character is out of us is because we don't believe the character about God. Because ultimately we don't know his character from his word. And I want to ask you, please for this week, find out who God is. Sincerely, find out who God is. And I love you so much. And I hope this podcast changes you, transforms you, edifies you, exhorts you, challenges you, confronts you in one way or the other. Please stay blessed for the week. I love you, but God loves you more. And again, as we close off, I would like to thank our official sponsors of the podcast, and that is the Namibia Media Trust and the Deutsche Welle Academy through the NXT Journalism Hub. Thank you very much for your support. It's an absolute honor that you support podcasters like myself. And I would like to say there's always a cohort. So please, if you are interested in podcasting and everything of that sort, please, there's always a cohort. Follow the Namibia Media Trust on their social media places. If you can, follow our page on Moving by God's Grace. Send us a DM and find out how can you become involved. And how can you also receive sponsorship from them, and what type of sponsorship do they have. With that being said, thank you very much. It was an absolute honor. It's always a privilege. It's not a right for me to be able to bring you this very important discussions, I believe, about different topics. I'll see you again this week in the next episode. Thank you for listening. Please do send the episode to your fellow sister or your fellow brother. It will help somebody out there, and you don't know who might need this word. Bye. And see you the next time when you actually see me.